Good morning. Starting just a little bit early this morning, and so if you join at 7, you'll probably want to come back to the beginning. It is a Wednesday morning. I know I've got a busy day scheduled ahead of me, but not so busy that I can't stop and spend time with God to begin the day, so that I'm sure to spend time with God throughout the day. There's something about starting the day with God that allows me to keep a greater awareness of His presence throughout the day. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with our Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I continue through the devotional journal, Living Free, today I spent some time with the topic, Living Free to Praise God. The Bible talks about being set free from sin so that we would offer praise to the one who set us free, to the one who made us. I wrote in the devotional, I asked questions about how readily you praise others. What determines what events you'll praise, what people you'll praise, how often you do that. What determines how often you give praise to God? I conclude that for many of us, the praise that we give seems to be based more on our feelings at the time rather than on the praiseworthiness of an event or a person or, in the case of our discussion this morning, of God. We give praise when we feel like giving praise, rather than giving praise when praise is due. And we do that with one another, with people. We see things that take place. We hear of or even have experience in somebody doing something that is just incredible. An incredible act of generosity or of service or of humility or kindness, sometimes even directed at us. And we just pass it off as business as usual. We just don't feel like praising them, let alone saying thank you. And when we do that with one another, it should be not too much of a surprise that that's what happens with God. Who else has offered and done greater deeds of compassion, of kindness, of service, of generosity than what God has? And how often do we accept those into our life, but we just don't feel like really praising Him, let alone saying thank you? And so we confine our praise to a Sunday morning praise service, an occasional thank you, God. But God wants us to know that being set free from sin is the greatest gift of generosity, of service, of humility, of kindness that anyone could ever have done for us. And we ought to praise God because of He's worthy of the praise, regardless of how we feel. And I know it's tough when we're down, when we're discouraged, when life is difficult for us, to look up and to appreciate that which is being done. And yet the more we look up out of our discouragement and praise the one who's worthy of all praise, the less that that discouragement really has a hold of us. Our circumstances may not immediately change. Our discouragement and depression and anxiety may not leave. But the grip that they have seems to loosen when we choose to praise the one who's worthy of all praise. And today as we pray, consider the great things God has done in your life. Spend time thanking Him for being a God who always provides. Spend time acknowledging how worthy He is of praise. As you do so, I would also encourage you to consider the people around you, the deeds that are done that are praiseworthy. Oh, not at the same level as God is praiseworthy. Nothing reaches that, but as servants of God, as people who work on behalf of their Savior, the goodness of God ought to flow through us in such a way that there are elements in our life and in the lives of others that really are praiseworthy. And Paul writes and he talks about the things that we ought to think on. We at times refer to it as the whatever passage. You know, whatever is good and true and noble. Think on these things, and the God of peace will fill you. Well, one of those whatever things is whatever is praiseworthy. And again, we begin with God Himself. But I think sometimes we have difficulty even offering praise to other people because we just don't feel like it. Other times, our relationship is not what it ought to be. And so, rather than offering praise, we just get angry, or we get jealous, or we just ignore what's going on. And how often is that true with God? We have stepped away. Our relationship isn't what it should have been. We find ourselves caught up in a sin that either we don't want to get rid of or we're just struggling with. And kind of like Adam and Eve hiding in the garden. We don't offer praise to God because we don't want to get that near. We would just assume that, well, He didn't see us and we didn't see Him. And that's where gazing into the perfect law which gives freedom helps us to overcome the barriers that have separated us from God. And when we gaze into that law and recognize the freedom we have from the grip of sin, we ought to praise God every waking moment that we have. And do we continue to sin? Well, to some degree or another, love the old saying, it's not that we become a Christian and we become sinless, but we ought to sin less. And each day that we live, we ought to put away more and more of the self and of the sin. And be more observant to the temptations and traps of the schemer. And to recognize that even when a temptation trips us up, God is still worthy of our praise, and the freedom that we have in Christ has already released the grip that sin wants to take hold of our life with. So as we pray, I would encourage you to dwell for some period of time on the praiseworthiness of God. Consider what He's done in your life. Start with freeing you from sin, with preparing a place for you for eternity, for restoring you to Himself. And then from there you can go on to all that He's done for you in relationship to one another. And then consider all He's yet to do as He continually forms or molds you into the image of Christ. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that has set us free. That as we gaze into Your perfect law, we find a freedom to praise You with our words, with our life, with our actions. Help us to learn to offer that praise simply because You're worthy of it, regardless of how we feel. And may our continual life of praise change the way we feel. May the things that often grip our life and our mind, our very spirit, may those no longer have the hold they once had. May the praise that we give You not only come from the freedom that we have, but may it also help to free us even further. In those times where we have distanced ourselves from You, may we turn back, and may praise be at the core of restoring that relationship. And as we learn to praise You more fully, may we also learn to give honor where honor is due, to praise others when that's appropriate. Oh, never to the level that we praise You, never to exalt them to Your level or higher, but to acknowledge Your presence in them and the good that is produced through the fruit of Your Spirit being lived out. God, today I pray that our life would reflect Jesus. And as it reflects Jesus, it would cause others to give praise to You. As Jesus taught us to let our light shine so that people could see our good deeds and glorify You. Help us to do that today. May we always be mindful and careful about how we go about doing the good that we are called to do. May we do so in humility and in submission and love. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone, I pray that we would live with courage and not be those that shrink back in fear. I pray that wisdom would guide our decisions and our actions. Oh, not being those who are foolish, but those who are wise. Father, in an age where information and misinformation are scattered widely and intermingled, it's so difficult to uncover truth. And so as we seek to walk in the midst of these changing and confusing and conflicting times, may we trust you . May we constantly be looking to you and filtering everything, examining its source, examining what it would produce, knowing that that which comes from you is meant to produce righteousness, a harvest of righteousness. Father, may we live with a greater compassion and understanding than ever before, recognizing that each person is in a different place physically, that they're in a different place mentally and emotionally, and the things that we're able to handle and respond to are so vastly different from one another. And so as we learn to praise you, may we learn to praise the uniqueness and diversity that exists among people. And may our praise of you help us to accept one another in love. God, today, I pray that the children in our homes and in our communities would learn about the genuine praise of you as they see it from their parents and the adults around them. May we learn to even be more free and willing to praise our children for the good that you produce in them. May they learn an openness of praise because they see it modeled and they experience it directed towards you, and they experience it directed towards them. Father, there's so much that we can do to build up the spirit of one another. I can still recall times in my life as a child years ago of hearing a mom or dad or a teacher say, "You did a great job." Father, may we learn to praise regardless of our feelings, but based on the worthiness of the one we're praising. God, today, may we find the courage to live life that honors Jesus in everything we do. May we consider that passage of whatevers. May that filter the things that we think, but also filter the things that we say and share and post and comment on. And may we look for the things that are praiseworthy. And then do something about it. Oh, Father, today may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do want to let you know, if you're local to the South Bend area, I will be leading a outdoor gathering of prayer this coming Sunday evening, July 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend. It'll be a time for people to come and gather and pray. And I've been spending time with God trying to map this out, and it really will be about people praying. We will be practicing proper social distancing. You can either pray from your vehicle with those that you come with, bring lawn chairs, and gather in family groups, maintaining that social distance. But I will be providing some topic points as we go through it. But it's really about people gathering to pray. And so it's not that you're there to listen to people praying, but you'll be there to pray. And with a little bit of direction and guidance, but to pray together. This week will be specifically focused on praying together for the church and the community. And so if you're in the South Bend area, feel free to join us. There's more info on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page or the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page, some events that have been created in those pages to help for that. But I do pray that your day today is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.